And now to continue our investigation into Typhoon Haiyan, the superstorm that devastated the Philippines last year. Haiyan was one of the strongest typhoons ever recorded, making landfall with winds of over 275 kilometres an hour. Thousands died and are missing, millions have been affected, and the country faces years of reconstruction. In our previous segment, we explored what a typhoon is and what made Haiyan so different. So today, we take a closer look at the devastation it wrought. It's worse than you think. Josh Nicholas reports.
The Philippines is no stranger to typhoons. They are buffeted by several every year. What made Typhoon Haiyan stand out is astronomical wind speeds of up to 275 kilometres an hour, some of the highest ever recorded. But that isn't all that made Haiyan different. When I spoke to Todd Smith from the Australian Bureau of Meteorology last week, he said that they and other agencies around the world had been monitoring the superstorm for days. The Philippines were already evacuating and bracing for the winds. It was the unexpectedly massive storm surge that caught everyone off guard. That was the real killer.
One metre by one metre of water is a ton. So if you think about 6 metre high, you know, waves crashing in, you know, there's hundreds of tons of water banging against buildings and infrastructure and people's homes, and that's the really deadly part of a tropical cyclone.
And they were caught off guard. The Philippines is stocked with shelters for typhoons, and the government had ordered evacuations.
Many of the people were preparing for the storm, for the typhoon, maybe flooding, but they were not prepared for the storm surge. We were not told that there will be a storm surge.
This is Gwendolyn Pang, Secretary General of the Red Cross in the Philippines. She says something needs to be done about how these predictions for storm surges filter through to the people.
Now, if only we are able to interpret properly the prediction of this typhoon, that strength can generate storm surge, then perhaps less lives, you know, would have been lost.
Exact figures of the destruction caused by Haiyan are still hard to come by. The government has costed the recovery in the billions, the estimated death toll ranges between 6 and 9,000, and the amount of people affected between 10 and 16 million. As Justin Morgan, country director of Oxfam Philippines, explains, this is largely due to the nature of the storm.
It covered the country from the eastern side straight through across to the western side. I mean, in those initial stages, I mean, it destroyed everything in its path. There were around 11 million people that have been affected in some way, but the most critically would be around 4 million people. It did have the impact of destroying major cities like Tacloban.
But the destruction was more than the immediate loss of life and home. Essential infrastructure and entire industries such as coconut and fishing have been ravaged or completely wiped out. Many who have survived now live in tent cities and face massive obstacles in rebuilding. Gwendolyn Pang again.
1.1 million families lost their homes. Plus, it made, you know, damage to livelihood that includes agriculture and fisheries. This did not only hit the household, but also including community infrastructures like schools, health centers, bridges, telecom. Many areas do not still have power supply.
The Red Cross have told us that they expect to be in the Philippines for at least 3 more years. Oxfam, the Red Cross, and other organizations still have their appeals open, and you can find them on the web. We'll be back again next week for an update on what they are working on.
That was Josh Nicholas with that report, and tune in next week for the next installment of this series.